One of the persons we've been told is Deputy Minister for Trade and MP for Tema West. Indeed, there was a publication last night on citynewsroom.com that Carlos Ahinkra was at ICU because he had contracted COVID-19. He actually has joined us on the line now. Honorable Deputy Minister for Trade, you're welcome to Eyewitness News. That is the information we picked up and published same. Is it true?
What did you pick up from my brother? Good evening.
Good evening. This is a story that we published based on information we picked up. Is it untrue?
Yeah, but you did not cross-check, you see, and this has probably become one time too many. I don't see how a station like City FM would just pick a story and run away with it as if it's the truth when you know what you're supposed to do. I have been very scandalized and, you know, been trying to speak to one of you to let you understand that catching COVID is not a shameful act. Catching COVID is not something that people should run away from. In fact, it's even better for everybody to know their status. And I think that this is also important that as journalists, as a media house such as yours, it's important that you cross-check some of these information before you put them out there. By the way, I am not in ICU. I am home right now speaking to you in the comfort of my bedroom.
Okay. Do you have COVID-19?
Yes, I do have COVID-19. I am asymptomatic.
Okay. Were you at the Kolebu Teaching Hospital at any point?
Yes, of course, I was at the Kolebu Teaching Hospital at any point.
We're told you've been there since Tuesday. Is that true?
That is not true. I was there yesterday at 5 o'clock, and I was discharged this morning at 11 o'clock.
So you spent the night at Kolebu Teaching Hospital because of COVID-19?
No, you're oversimplifying the question. I spent the night in Kolebu to be checked overnight by the experts at the isolation center. My doctor...
Because of what ailment, sir?
Hold on a second. My doctor, after taking my sample and asking me to go on self-isolation, which I have been since last week, he took my blood samples somewhere early this week. And after the results came in, asked me to take it to the expert at the isolation center for them to verify. When I got there, they said, look, we need to do an overview overnight to see how this results will come out. And in actual fact, I was admitted there 5 o'clock yesterday. And this morning, 11 o'clock, he had whatever he was looking for and released me. So for you to say that I am in ICU, ICU is not the same as isolation center, is it?
Okay, so the error on our part at CTFM Online or citynewsroomonline.com is that we said you were at ICU. That is faulty, but it is true that you were at Kolebu Teaching Hospital being admitted because you had tested positive for COVID-19. Is that accurate, sir?
Yeah, but don't let us run away from the mistake on your part. It shouldn't happen again.
No, I just wanted to be clear so that we can apologize to you. That's what I'm asking. The fact is that you have COVID-19, you were at Kolebu Teaching Hospital, you were in an isolation ward at Kolebu Teaching Hospital, you were not in the ICU of Kolebu Teaching Hospital.
Yes, the fact is that the mistake you made is very, very unfortunate and it shouldn't happen again.
We are very sorry, apologize for
Thank
that.
You.
But when you were at Kolebu Teaching Hospital, did you come into contact with your campaign manager, former party chairman Peter McMenu, and late Kojo Osuefrie?
Okay, now let me say good evening to you. In fact, yesterday when I got there at 5 o'clock, I met Joseph Frie, may his soul rest in perfect peace, and of course my campaign manager, McMahon. He was in very high spirits. We had very good chat, very good conversation. It seems a John that you have known all your life. He was no different. He spoke, you know, like we talked about the primaries, we talked about the elections, spoke about how he had just gotten off the line with the vice president because he had something to go to with him, and the vice president didn't even know that he was there, and so on. So we had a very heavy chat, and I would say that it was just unfortunate that later on in the night he has to pass on.
Were you there when this happened?
Yes, I was there. His bed was next to mine.
And what happened? Because you've just said that he was hale and, I mean, chatty. What happened all of a sudden?
That's what I'm saying. I mean, you know, he was already bubbly, ready to even go home. I mean, Carlos, I don't have pressure. I don't have a sugar problem. I don't have any, you know, what do you call it? From what he was saying, he doesn't have any heart attacks. He didn't have any
comorbid conditions, nothing, as they describe them.
I mean, this is what he told me.
Were you there when he passed on? Did you see the doctors? What may have happened, or you were not there when exactly he passed on?
I said his bed is next to mine. In fact, at 8 o'clock in the evening, when he brought us our food, they gave me mine when they were presenting his to him. Before we realized, he just fell on the bed. And, you know, he was gone. They brought the doctors in, they did CPR, pushed everything on his chest, did whatever they could do for about a solid 1.5 hours. The doctors tried, and nothing could work out. We were all shocked. We were surprised. We couldn't even eat the food anymore. And we couldn't even speak to each other. Me and the chairman couldn't speak to each other anymore till the following morning.
So you were there with Mark Menu at the time?
Yes. Mr. McManu is still there as an isolation center and responding very, very well.
So the three of you were in an isolation center, not ICU?
No, not at all. We're in an isolation center.
Wow. I have seen a publication elsewhere that you went to a registration center knowing very well that you had COVID-19. Is that true?
Let me ask you a question. Do you know your status? Do you have COVID? Have you done your test?
You have told me what your status is, and I'm told that, the publication said that you went to the registration center knowing very well that you were COVID-19 positive, and I'm asking you if that is true.
Yes, and I'm asking you if you have done your test already.
It's inconsequential, sir. Did you know your status before going to the registration center?
Let me leave my question. Yes, I have on the first day of the registration. I think it was a problem. There was a problem. One of the centers had some machine problem. Knowing my status, knowing that I'm asymptomatic, I visited only one center just to check on this machine issue to see whether it was true or not. I never got in the midst of people, and I never got close to anybody.
This was on Tuesday or Monday?
Tuesday. The registration started on Tuesday.
When did you know your status?
I would say that my doctor asked me to go on self-isolation on the 23rd.
23rd?
Yes.
What does self-isolation mean?
Self-isolation means that you should stay away, stay alone for, let's say, some time to review your condition.
So why were you at a registration center where you could have at least 100 human beings?
Unfortunately, that is not the case. I did not go to a registration center where I could have 100 human beings. I went straight in my car to ascertain the veracity of what we're saying. I stood very far away, spoke to AC person who explained why the machine was misbehaving, and I said, I'll take this report to their boss, and that's where I left.
You spoke to them from the window of your car, or you got down and got to the center?
No, I got down.
And you spoke to them and went back. Did you go with your driver?
Yes, I went with my driver.
So you exposed your driver.
It is important that people like us always get to know our status. Because whether we like it or not, we will go in the midst of people.
No. Whether or not you like it, if you are told to isolate, you will not go in the midst of people. I believe that the word isolation means. So you exposed your driver, you were in the same vehicle with him, your windows were rolled up perhaps, and you went close to Electoral Commission staff and spoke to them. Did you announce to them when you got down that you were positive so that they would be wary of that?
I always explain myself this way, that I am asymptomatic. I do not transfer.
No, that's not what it means. So, asymptomatic means you don't show symptoms. It does not mean you
exactly,
cannot transfer.
If I don't show symptoms, that's what the WHO says this time. That after 10 days asymptomatic, you can go home without doing any other test.
Yeah, but you have not been cleared, Honorable, to go away. So first of all, did you tell your driver that you had COVID-19?
Well, my driver has also done his test.
Is he positive?
And my driver is also tested positive.
So the two of you were positive and you went to a registration center and possibly transmitted to unsuspecting people.
But this is my driver is sitting in the car. So my driver he went there to just check this problem and came back home. I did not get my driver down. He only came back and went home.
Are you an IT officer, sir?
No, I'm not supposed to be an IT officer.
Why do you have to move your vehicle when you're supposed to be in isolation to a registration center to check on a machine that had a difficulty when you had party executives who could do that for you? Electoral Commission staff could have easily handled that.
What I'm saying is, as far as I am concerned, whether we like it or not, I have to go in the midst of people at a point. And you're not telling me that in a registration period center such as this time, I don't have any right to, as it were, solve a problem if I can. Once I know my status, I know how to handle myself in the midst of people. And that's the most important thing.
Okay.
I didn't even spend even 5 minutes.
Honorable, when the doctor say to you to self-isolate, is it compulsory or this is just an advice? It's not binding.
It is, but it doesn't mean that you don't have to step out. If you go outside to the hospitals and the clinics, people who are asked to self-isolate are asked sometimes to step out in the sun and walk around.
Yeah, but not to go to registration centers.
You are oversimplifying the matter. And in going to the registration center, it depends on what you are going to do in the registration center. I went there just for a purpose and came back.
Would a constituent of yours be found to have broken the law if they leave their isolation center and went to the Committee One Market, for instance, center to buy tomatoes?
Do you know how many people who have this condition and they haven't tested and they don't know it?
You haven't answered my question,
sir. You are only speaking on benefit of hindsight of someone who has actually been able to portray to the world that yes, he is at this point.
Yeah. So the reason you of all people should be protective of the rest of the populace is that you know what your status is, and so you should prevent yourself. I mean, you should be prevented from going out. Indeed, in other jurisdictions, the health officials would have taken you to an isolation center, maybe Gan East, UGMC, and so on. They did not do that because they expect you, as a high-ranking member of society, to obey the safety protocols that they have put in place. So they asked you to self-isolate in your home, which is what happens to some other people in the society who are able to or capable to self-isolate. You have breached that. Ideally, they should have put you at Gan East or anywhere else, like Honorable Dan Botchwe or Matthew Poku-Prempeh are doing. That's this, or the Honorable Kwaku Ajimamenu. That's what they should have done to you, but they trusted that you would not move about. But you have breached that. As a lawmaker, that would be disappointing, would it not?
No, I don't think so. I think that you are only oversimplifying the whole matter. If I am able to identify myself as a carrier or somebody who is asymptomatic or somebody who is positive, and I can follow the protocols by ensuring that I do not, go in there without nose masks, without social distance, without touching people and so on, I made sure that problem that sent me there is exactly what, I talked about. And
okay. Finally, before you go, someone has sent me a message saying that the ICU ward at Kolebu is the same as the isolation ward. What do you say to that?
Well, I don't know what name they want to call it, but I went to the isolation center. I didn't go to ICU.
Thank you so
ICU,
much.
They have a bigger ICU and they have an isolation center.
Okay. Thank you so much for speaking to us and wish you a speedy recovery.